Joni, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk a little bit today about open enrollment for the calendar year of 2013,
yes,
which begins very soon.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about when it starts.
Okay. Open enrollment actually will begin on October 1st, so just a couple weeks here, and will run through November 30th. So, yes, very soon. And clergy members will be seeing information on the website. They will be receiving information through their email. They will see it in the reporter. So several different means of media to let them know that it's coming.
Okay.
They should have noticed.
Now, we three know what open enrollment is. But just so everybody will know what open enrollment is, give that a little bit of a definition.
Well, open enrollment is when you can change your elections for the upcoming benefit year. So this year, any changes you want to make to your health insurance, dental, health savings accounts, flex spending accounts, you can do that during open enrollment time.
So they need to do that in the month of October and November.
Yep.
And it's important to have that finished by the end of November, because otherwise what currently exists remains in place for next year?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, open enrollment is primarily health benefits or more than that?
Well, it would be health benefits. It would be your dental benefits if you've opted to participate in the dental benefit. Your health reimbursement account or a health savings account. You know, your contributions towards those two accounts, how much you would like to put in. They need to complete forms for that upcoming benefit year for 2013. Flex spending account, if they would choose to put anything aside out of their own paycheck, you know, they can certainly do that, and they need to decide how much they want to put in. Let's see. What are we missing?
People use this time also to change their pension amounts.
Yes.
But your pension you can change at any time throughout the year. But they usually wait until open enrollment because it's convenient to do it then.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, just for definition purposes, there is a difference between the health savings account and the flex account.
Yes, there is. I'll try and make it short.
Okay.
Short answer.
Okay.
Your health savings account or your health reimbursement account can be used for multiple health-related expenses. Because we have the health savings account and or health reimbursement account, the flexible spending account that our employees and clergy may participate in is limited to reimbursing for certain expenses. It's a limited FSA.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give an example, it's generally limited then to dental expenses, although you can use your dollars from the HSA or HRA for those things, but you can also use money out of your flexible spending account for those types of expenses, or potentially out-of-pocket expenses for your eyeglasses, for your eye exam, whatever it might be. I believe so.
Yep.
We do have a complete listing. We have some examples within our office, and if somebody would like, you know, to take a look at that, we can certainly provide that to them. And I do believe that
we could post those on the website as well.
Yes, I believe that some of those things are already posted on the website.
Yes.
Are they not?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Sounds like a lot of information to digest in a specific calendar period. So how are people going to know what this is all about? Will there be conversations? Will there be presentations?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about that, Chris?
Yes. Open enrollment meetings start October 8th, and I believe our last one is in the middle of November. And we're going to be doing them differently this year through WebEx. And if you, individuals go out to the website, they can click on which date they would like to attend, and it gives them the instructions on how to get enrolled, or not even to enroll, you don't have to enroll, but instructions on how to log in to that WebEx meeting.
Sure. So they can do that from their own home computer and and attend, so to speak, or online participate in one or more of those.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you don't even necessarily have to be at a computer either. If you don't have a computer that you can't get to, you can still call in and listen to the open enrollment meeting.
We're very excited about the way that we're presenting it this year. I think it gives members a lot of different ways to participate and a lot of different times that they can participate. I know that as much as they had tried to get out last year to visit folks, I know it's hard, you know, to schedule one date within a district. And we were hoping then this year, as I was visiting with Chris and, you know, talking about her experiences with open enrollment last year, that that was one of the things we wanted to change, that we wanted to open it up a little bit so that it was a little more flexible and that clergy members and employees had different opportunities for hearing the information and learning more. And yes, they can listen to as many or as few, you know, as they would like. But, you know, if they want to listen to one, they want to listen to all 10. I believe we have 10 scheduled between October 8th and then the last one that is in November. So,
and at different times of the day.
Yes, different times of the day. I think one of the benefits of presenting this information in this way also is that if a spouse would like to listen, they can certainly sit with them and listen to the live presentation. You know that we visited with you also about potentially recording those WebExes and making that available on the website as well.
Correct. And those will be those will be available in an archive fashion on the same page, which, by the way, is accessible at www.iaumc.org/2012 open enrollment. Mm-hmm. And to make it even easier than remembering that web address, if you go to the homepage of the website, on the top row of the big buttons on the right side, it says open enrollment.
Excellent.
Now, it'll say 2012 open enrollment, but that's because these sessions are happening in 2012, and it's the open enrollment period during this calendar year which affects next year's coverage. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, that is the way that open enrollment works. Yes, it is happening during the end of this particular calendar year, but it affects the benefits for 2013. Yes.
So that even though it says 2012, don't be confused by that, because you're making the decision in 2012 for what your coverage and selections will be for calendar 2013.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now, there will be some election statements sent out to the people who are covered. How will that happen?
Those are actually being sent out right now as we speak through email. And those through that don't have an email address, or we don't have a current email address on file, we will be mailing them out by the end of this week.
So they should look for those announcements by early next week.
Yes. And the reason why we're doing it this year ahead of time, sending the statements out, is that way they can have the election statement in front of them when they sit down for the open enrollment meeting and can work through the election statement during the meeting.
All right. For an example, let's say I receive my statements. I look at my statements, and Diane and I sit down together and we look at it and we decide that there are no changes that we want to make. It's everything for the coverage of 2012 is fine for 2013. In other cases, you could just look at it and say, if you don't have any changes, you don't have to respond. But I think this is different. Is that correct?
Yes. That is different.
Yes. We want you to return them, because that way we have an account of who has returned their statement and who hasn't. And that way we know, too, that you've received your statement. It helps us to know that you did receive it, you've looked at it, you've signed it, acknowledged it, and you've returned it. Because if we don't return it, if you don't return it back into us, then we have no idea that maybe it got lost through email, it got lost in the mail, and we don't know this.
So I look at it and I say there, we don't need to make any modifications to it. I would indicate someplace no changes or continue in effect and return it to you.
Right. You can, yeah, or you can just sign and date it. You don't even really need to write no change because none of the fields would be filled out, so we would know.
Now, if I'm receiving this electronically, how do I flip that back to you?
You can mail it, email it, fax it.
So print it, print it off, even though I've received it electronically.
Right.
Or, of course, if I've received a hard copy in the mail, then I'll do something. But I need to physically mail something back to your office.
You need to print it off, yes, if you've received it electronically, and then sign and date and either scan it and email it back to us, fax it back to the HR and benefits office.
And that number is?
Oh, the fax. I believe we both have a fax number, so I want to make
sure. Your number is 515-974. The fax would be 8971. And your number is
515-974-8990.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
So fax.
Or regular mail.
Regular mail.
So
yep.
Scan
Postal
it and email
service.
It as an attachment. Fax it back or mail it back.
Absolutely.
And that open enrollment period that closes at the end of November, the forms need to be back before that November date.
We would like them back by that date, yes. It will allow us, if we have all of those statements by the end of November, it will allow the HR and benefits office then to enter any changes into the vendor databases, such as Delta Dental and Wellmark. You know, and in some cases, if folks are making changes, we need to get those entered so that they can receive cards. Those are, you know, the insurance cards, those are important things, but we also need to have them in by the end of November so that we can prepare for that January billing. It makes everyone's life so much easier if we have that billing correct. And certainly that includes then the need to alert the local church treasurers of any changes. So that will give us enough time to have those types of conversations and make sure that everybody's on the same page.
Good. One last question. Related to this, in a way, there is a growing body of information on the HR pages on the conference website, in addition to these open enrollment specific pieces of information. What are some of the kind of things that are there and in the future are likely to be present for people to provide resources and other information? For example, will there be a connection to Wellmark, or will there be a connection to describe the Delta Dental plan?
Yes. Excuse me. Those links, some of them already exist. We would like very much to make sure that we have those links to those vendors, like Wellmark, so that they can just click on the link and that it will take them directly then to the Wellmark page so that they can access their information.
Their personal accounts.
Yes, absolutely, their personal accounts, their specific information on that Wellmark page. Delta.
And let me just interrupt for a second.
Sure.
If I go to the website and I move then to the Wellmark page, then I will have a specific and encrypted sign on, so my information is only accessible to me.
Exactly. Yes. We would encourage all of the health plan participants to create their own username and password so that they can view, you know, which of my benefits have been paid. They can watch the claims as they come in. They can see the claims as they're being paid. They can access information about the health plan. That is also where they can end up signing in and going through the well-being assessment. And we'll be talking a lot about that well-being assessment during our open enrollment meetings because it will be tied to a new wellness incentive for those folks participating in the health plan. That's very exciting.
Want to give a sneak peek of what that is? Or just say, well, stay tuned.
No, how about stay tuned? Okay. We want people to watch. We want people to come and participate in the meetings.
Okay. So. Good. All right. Any closing thoughts?
Nope, I don't have any. No.
Looking forward to it. It's a little bit of a different process, but I'm excited that we're offering the information in different ways, in many different ways. We're hoping then that it's easy for folks to listen, to participate in the meetings. Folks will be able to participate. They can ask questions during the WebEx. I'm just looking forward to some new and different opportunities for everyone. So excited and excited to get feedback on how the meetings have gone. So
good. All right. Chris, Joni, thanks for the time today.
Thank you.
It's an important time for all. And it's important to take a look at what exists on your statement when you receive it this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then either indicate that there's no change and email it, fax it, or snail mail it back. Or if you want to know more information or do want to make some changes, to watch any one of those 10 WebEx seminars. Mm-hmm. Go back to the archive and watch some more if you need some more information, or watch it live all over again.
Yeah.
Or listen to it on the phone. And I guess lastly, if someone has a more specific question, can they be in touch by phone to your office in any way?
Absolutely. They are always more than welcome to call. My number, so Joni's number is 515-974-8940.
And my number is 515-974-8921.
So if they want to talk to you, Chris, it's 515-974-8921. And Joni, you're 515-974-8940.
Yes.
Great. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you very much.